Welcome to the What I Learned in History Class podcast. I'm your host, Jesslyn.
And I'm your co-host, Kezia.
We will be exploring the past to find the tales and occasions that impact our world today.
Today, we will be discussing chapters 24 through 25 of Give Me Liberty by Eric Foner. These chapters go over the historical events of the Cold War. The Cold War was a conflict between the United States and the Soviet Union that lasted for nearly 5 decades.
The Cold War was a period of tension and competition between two superpowers, the United States and the Soviet Union. This lasted from the end of World War II in 1945 until the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991. It was called a Cold War because there was no direct military conflict between the two sides, but rather a rivalry that played out through proxy wars, espionage, propaganda, and an arms race. The Cold War also had a profound impact on the international system, shaping alliances, institutions, and norms that continue to shape global politics to this day. Despite its end, the legacy of the Cold War still influences international relations, and its lessons continue to be debated by scholars and policymakers.
The beginning of the Cold War can be traced back to the end of World War II in 1945, when the United States and the Soviet Union emerged as the two dominant superpowers in the world. The wartime alliance between the two countries quickly fell apart due to a number of factors, including ideological differences, mistrust, and geopolitical ambitions.
Some important individuals who played crucial roles in the war were Nikita Khrushchev and John F. Kennedy. Nikita Khrushchev was the first secretary of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union from 1953 to 1964. He played a significant role in shaping the course of the Cold War as the leader of the Soviet Union from 1953 until 1964. During his time in power, he oversaw a number of key events and developments that shaped the relationship between the United States and the Soviet Union.
John F. Kennedy was the president of the United States during the Cold War. He was president from 1961 until his assassination in 1963. He faced a number of critical moments that tested his leadership and his ability to manage the tense relationship between the United States and the Soviet Union. Because of the Soviet Union's attempt to station nuclear missiles in Cuba during this crisis, the security of the United States was seriously jeopardized. In response, President Kennedy issued an order for a naval blockade to be placed around Cuba. He later started talks with Nikita Khrushchev, the leader of the Soviet Union, by agreeing to take the missiles out of Cuba during these negotiations. Khrushchev helped to ease tensions between the U.S. and the Soviet Union. In numerous respects, the Cold War had a profound effect on the world, with the United States and its allies on one side and the Soviet Union and its allies on the other. It resulted in the dividing of Europe into two conflicting spheres of influence. Also, it sparked the nuclear arms race, as both sides raced to create ever more potent weapons. The Cold War had a significant impact on the American society and culture, influencing domestic and international policy for many years. Both sides engaged in significant military expenditures and sought to expand their influence through assistance and development initiatives, which had a significant effect on the global economy despite all of its terrible effects. The Cold War also sparked important scientific and technological achievements and opened the door for significant diplomatic and cultural interactions between the two superpowers. Ending the World War II and leading into the Cold War came new technologies and creations like the hydrogen bomb. The development of the hydrogen bomb is closely related to the Cold War, as it was one of the key factors in the arms race between the United States and the Soviet Union during this period. The hydrogen bomb, also known as the thermonuclear bomb, is a weapon of mass destruction that uses nuclear fusion to release enormous amounts of energy. Its development was a significant technological achievement, as it was far more powerful than the atomic bomb that were used to end World War II. The arms race included the development of intercontinental ballistic missiles, capable of delivering nuclear warheads to targets on the other side of the world. This arms race was a major source of tension during the Cold War, and it led to a series of crises and conflicts, including the Cuban Missile Crisis. In summary, the development of the hydrogen bomb was a critical component of this arms race between the United States and the Soviet Union during the Cold War, and it played a significant role in shaping the geopolitics of the area. And now for a short break.
Tuning back, we'll be taking a look at a primary source of Franklin D. Roosevelt's speech given after the Pearl Harbor attack. A disastrous incident in American history was the Japanese bombing of Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941. Over 2,500 U.S. military men and civilians died as a result of this surprise strike, which also badly damaged the American Pacific Fleet and destroyed hundreds of aircraft. President Franklin D. Roosevelt's speech to Congress the next day was a turning point in American history. He said, December 7, 1941 was a date which will live in infamy, meaning it will be marked as a negative event that occurred in the United States. Roosevelt asked for the U.S. to declare war on Japan, adding it to the list of Axis nations along with Germany and Italy. It became essential to join the Allies, which included the Soviet Union, Great Britain, and France, in the battle against the Axis powers. Roosevelt's speech was intended to mobilize the public in support of the war effort. Congress quickly declared war after hearing the speech, expressing the people's desire to go to war. And with that, we conclude this week's episode of What I Learned in History Class. We hope you learned something new about the Cold War and its impact on the world. Stay tuned for next week's episode to learn about more stories and events that shaped our world. Thank you for listening. After joining forces to defeat the Germans in World War II, I believe that the United States and the Soviet Union immediately entered into a Cold War, as they didn't engage in direct military combat but instead relied on various means to invalidate one another and seek to obtain power. They achieved this by creating alliances with other nations, spying on one another, spreading false information about one another, and strengthening their militaries. They also supported opposite parties in conflicts occurring in other nations. Both sides kept attempting to build stronger and stronger weaponry because they were afraid that the other would have superior capabilities.
The United States sought to develop the hydrogen bomb during the Cold War primarily as a response to perceived threats from the Soviet Union, which had already developed and tested its own atomic bomb. The hydrogen bomb, also known as the thermonuclear bomb, is far more powerful than an atomic bomb and delivers its energy from a fusion reaction that occurs when hydrogen isotopes are compressed and heated to extremely high temperatures, which would be the reason as to why the United States wanted to make a hydrogen bomb.